Revisiting secondary CMB distortions due to kinetic Sunyaev-Zeldovich effect from quasar bubbles before ionization, by Sandeep Kumaracharya et al. We discuss the secondary cosmic microwave background CMB anisotropy due to kinetic Sunyaev-Zeldovich KSZ effect from ionized bubbles around individual quasars prior to the ionization of the universe. The bubbles create local ionization modulations which move with the large-scale structure linear bulk flow and ACTS as source KSZ. We improve upon previous calculations of this effect, using a HALO model-based description of quasar abundance, and find that the KSZ distortion power spectrum, CL, from the bubbles to be sub-dominant to KSZ from patchy ionization driven by galaxies. However, the shape of the two CLEs are very different with the quasar bubble claving a peak at L approximately equals 500 to 700 whereas the CL due to patchy ionization flattening out at L greater than 1000 thus making it plausible to separate the two using CL template fitting in a future survey like CMBHD. We also show that the amplitude of the quasar bubble-induced power spectrum has a strong dependence on the epoch of ionization, and can be negligible for early ionization models. Next, we look at the imprint of a single quasar bubble on the CMB and show that it can be detected in a high-resolution, ambitious effort like CMBHD. The amplitude and the oscillatory features of a single bubble power spectrum can be used to constrain the apparent asymmetric shape of the relativistically expanding ionized bubble, and depends on intrinsic quasar physics parameters such as the quasar photon emission rate and the quasar lifetime and cosmological probes like high redshift large-scale linear velocity and the neutral hydrogen fraction. A detection of a high redshift quasar bubble in the CMB would carry complementary information to its detection in high or Lyman alpha and a joint analysis can be used to break parameter degeneracies. This was revisiting secondary CMB distortions due to kinetic Sunyaev-Zeldovich effect from quasar bubbles before ionization, by Sandeep Kumaracharya et al.